What if someone came to you and asked you, "What do you want?" Just ask me for anything that you want and I will give it to you. That's exactly what happened to Solomon. The Bible says in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." In other words, God was saying, "What do you want from me?" Isn't it good if someone would walk up to you and say, "What do you want? Just ask me anything and I will give it to you." And you know the good thing about it is if that person, you knew that person had an unlimited supply, that really they can stand up to their word and they would be able to give you just about anything that you would ask for. And that's what God did. He says, "I'm open, Solomon, just ask. Name it, whatever you want, I will give it to you." Now, many people in that situation, when God comes and says, "Ask me," they'll begin to think of all the things that they can think, the material things, the houses that they can get, the cars that they can get, the boats that they can get, the jewelry, all of the fine things that they've never had an opportunity in life to have. Now is my opportunity. God has just said, "Just name it and I will give it to you." But you know what Solomon did? Solomon, here's his reply, and it's remarkable. Solomon said, "You have shown thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before you in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart. And you have kept for him this great kindness that you have given him a son to sit on the throne." In other words, I'm replacing my father David on the throne, and you have kept your promise, and now I'm here. And you know what he said to God? He says, I'm now the ruler instead. I'm the king instead of David, my father. But he says, I'm just young. I don't understand. I don't have any understanding. I don't know how to go about ruling this kingdom. I don't know how to go out and how to come in. I don't know, God. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to give me wisdom and understanding. I want you to give me the knowledge to know how to rule and how to govern this kingdom. Now, that is remarkable because Solomon was the king and he could have easily said, "I want great power. I want absolute authority over this kingdom. I want you to put me in charge and give me all of the things that I can do. I want to be able to run this whole kingdom on them and have them under my authority." But he says, "No, I'm but a little child. I do not know, I do not understand, and I need you to show me." He says, "Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, because this is a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude." You have put me in a great responsibility, God. This is a lot. And in order for me to deal with all of this, I need an equal amount of understanding and knowledge and wisdom, how to go about all of this and how to do this. Wouldn't it be great if every day we got up and the first thing that we did before we even got to our planners, our calendars, look at our schedules, check our email, the first thing we would do is say, "God, today as I go about my business, I need you to give me understanding. I need you to give me wisdom. I don't understand a lot of the things. I don't know what to do and how to go about it. And so I need you to give me that insight and that understanding and knowledge." And Solomon says, this is a great people. This is a lot. A lot of people and a great land. And there's so much going on. And I don't understand it. So please open my heart and open my eyes and open my mind to understand it. You know what he says? The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked for wisdom and understanding. God was well pleased with that because he gave Solomon a choice. Solomon had choices. As I said before, he could have asked for just about anything. God says, "Go ahead, call it, name it, whatever it is, I got it and I can give it to you. But he says, I want wisdom, I want knowledge, I want understanding, I want you to show me the way. And it says, the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked for wisdom. And God said unto him, because you have asked this thing and has not asked for yourself long life, or asked for riches for yourself, or asked the life of your enemies, but you have asked for yourself understanding to deserve judgment, I have done according to your word, and I will give you a wise and understanding heart, so that there would be none like you before, and there would none that would arise like you. That was God says, you could have asked for the life of your enemies, those people who hate you and those people who did not want you to come to the throne. You could have said, give me power over them so that I can wipe them out and I can kill them. Or he could have said, I just want to be ruler for life. I want to be here forever for a long, long time. And God says, you didn't ask for a long life. You did not ask for riches for yourself. And you did not ask for all of these material things. All you said, you want wisdom. Well, I'm going to give it to you. And I'm not just going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you in abundance. I'm going to make you such a wise man that before you, there was never ever anybody that was as wise as you. And after you, there will never be anyone. You are going to stand out in wisdom, in knowledge, and understanding. And the Bible says God gave Solomon wisdom and very great insight and a breadth of understanding as measureless as the sand on the seashore. So Solomon got what he asked for. And the question I want to ask today is, what is it that you want from God? God is coming to you now and he's saying, ask me, come to me, trust me, believe me, anything. What is it that you want from me? And some of us have a long list of things. Some of us have things that we've been thinking about for a long time, and we're just waiting for God to come and say, ask me, or trust me, or what is it that you want? And we say, hey God, here's this. I want this, I want that, I want that. But, you know, God has some great things in store for us. But we've got to come believing, and we've got to come trusting and understanding. And so for Solomon, as a young man, that was great for him to say, I want to know how to go about life. I want to not only just go about life, but I want to be able to impart knowledge and wisdom to my people. And I want to be able to be a good ruler, a wise ruler, so that this kingdom would benefit from my knowledge, from my understanding, from all the things that I can share with them. And I really want to be successful in my governing over this kingdom. And God gave Solomon wisdom that was greater than the wisdom of all of the people of the East and greater than all the wisdom of Egypt. I mean, think about it. The people of Egypt, they were the ones who were really wise and had a lot of knowledge. But here was Solomon now. He's come in and God has given him immense wisdom. And he's wiser than all of those people, understood everything. He says he spoke 3,000 proverbs. And he wrote songs that numbered 1,005. He was really, really a great man in wisdom and understanding. He spoke about plant life. So he was like a naturalist. He was a scientist. He had understanding of all the things around him. Anything that arose, any situation that arose, Solomon had insight and knowledge and understanding of everything that was going on. He was versed in the natural sciences. And because of his wisdom and because of his greatness, his fame spread abroad. And all of the people heard about this king who was not only a great king, ruled over a great nation, but he was also a wise king. And so all of the nations, from all of the nations, people came to listen to Solomon's wisdom. And here would Solomon, he would get up and he would stand up and he would begin to speak. And everybody would be just feeding from his mouth the words that would come forth, everything that he would say, people would hold on to it, because out of his mind, out of his heart, and out of his mouth came words of wisdom. And the kings around heard about him, and they sent their people to say, go to this man and listen to him and talk with him and hear what he's got to say, because they had heard about his wisdom. You would remember that one of the most famous people who came to Solomon, the Queen of Sheba, she had heard about the fame of Solomon, and so she came to Jerusalem and she began asking him a lot of questions about life, about rulership and about governance and about what were the things, how she could be successful. And he was just answering all of her questions. He was sharing and he was talking to her and explaining to her all the mysteries of the earth and all of the mysteries of the kingdom, and just talking to her in a wise way. And you know, the Queen of Sheba, she was very impressed by his wisdom and knowledge. And she saw his great understanding and his ability to articulate all of these words of wisdom. And she told him, she says, "I'd heard about you. Your word has spread abroad. Your fame has spread abroad, and I've heard about you. But now that I've come and I sat with you and I listened to you and we conversed together and we shared together and you explained all of these things, really, indeed, half of the greatness of your wisdom that I've heard about has not even been told. All of the things that I've heard, that's just half of what you possess and what you've heard. Your fame is so great, and you have touched a lot of people and affected a lot of people. But now I've been able to come and see you in person and sit with you in person and talk with you about life and about all of these things, and you have explained it in such a great way. I am impressed. And I have a better understanding, not only of who you are, but of who your God is." And so she congratulated Solomon on his successful reign and praised the God for his goodness to Israel. And she and Solomon exchanged an abundance of gifts before her departure. And Solomon stood out as a great man and a wonderful man. And so I've introduced a little bit about Solomon and his wisdom and his understanding and his knowledge. And in explaining that to you and in sharing that with you, I want to tell you that in this series, we're going to be talking about the parables of Solomon, because he not only had it in his mind and in his heart, but he wrote them down. I told you before, he spoke 3,000 proverbs, and he wrote them down, and so he has passed them on to us. And so we have the benefit like the Queen of Sheba. We don't have to travel all the way to Jerusalem to sit with Solomon and spend time with him and ask him questions and hear from him. He has written his proverbs, and he has left them for us to read and to understand and to digest. And so in this series, which we are going to call Proverbs and Parables, we are going to be reading a lot about Solomon. And I tell you, if there's anybody that I want to listen to, is a man who is great, the wisest man in all the earth. That's who I want to hear from. That's who I want to get an understanding from. And so as we go through his Proverbs and we read them and we get an understanding, we are going to see what he's talking about life and about money and about leadership. And we're going to be talking just about how he really understood what life was all about and how we can conduct ourselves and how we could be successful. And if you really want to be successful in this life, I think that one of the best things to do is to listen to the wisest man who ever lived, the greatest man who ever led a kingdom. And if you want knowledge, then Solomon is our guy. Let's listen to him. And in the rest of this series, Proverbs and Parables, we're going to hear from the man himself, who God called the wisest man, the greatest man, and endowed and bestowed upon wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And in our series, as we keep reading and looking into the Proverbs, we are going to get a fuller understanding into the heart and mind of this man, Solomon.